good morning, a Wednesday morning post-presidential election. If you're rubbing your eyes and looking in the papers and on your cell phones, Donald Trump has been elected president of the United States in a stunning upset. We're joined now by our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, first praise to you and the whole WAMC news team for covering the elections last night. And you kept telling us all along after Brexit that, yes, Donald Trump could win the presidency, and he has.
I did. Yesterday, when collegially we all sat down to our pizza and wings dinner, and somebody said, so is there anybody in this room who thinks Donald Trump could be the next president of the United States? And I raised my hand. And I received assurances that it wasn't possible. Well, it turns out it was possible. Turns out that there are those people out there who have, like Mao and the Cultural Revolution, decided that we are the silent majority, we have been ignored, we are going to take over, and they have chosen a champion. They have chosen a guy who defied everything. Listen to this letter that I got from David. Alan, you were right all along to be wary of the organic anger that Trump tapped into. People are tired of the political, academic elitists who believe they know what's best for the rest of us. They need to take this beating and learn from it. And there, if this was a movie, we would hear some dark music in the background. Trump, for his part, came out and said he was going to be the president for all the people. But praise to the skies, Rudy Giuliani. And we know that the state of New York and the city of New York went through something called Giuliani time, which meant open warfare. So people are going to have to make up their minds what they want to do. There will be those people who take Trump at his word and stick it out. There will be those people who want to go to another country and sit out the 4 years. But when I made reference to the Cultural Revolution before and all those people who were beaten in the streets, I wasn't kidding. And there is, of course, going to be some need to heal in this country, but also there are going to be a lot of things that happen as a result of this election. For example, the Supreme Court of the United States is now going to be appointed by Donald Trump. And the Republicans, I believe, who are sitting there in the United States Senate, will confirm whoever they are. My bet is you'll never see another abortion in this country because of the way in which this vote went. And there will be those people who voted for him and have voters remorse when their child can't have an abortion caused by incest or anything else. So I'm just simply saying this is going to be a rough period for a lot of people. Let us just hope that Donald Trump knows enough not to foment a sort of counter-revolution that will clearly be terrible for this country. Now we have to sit back, pray, and hope that whatever goes on until Trump is inaugurated will tell us where the tea leaves are scattered.
What happens in terms of some of the promises he has made during his campaign?
Give me some examples.
All right, let's start with, you referenced it already, Obamacare.
Well, I think Obamacare is dead. There will be 20 million people who are going to be off the rolls. Look, the Congress has been passing a revision of Obamacare all along, and they knew that the President Obama was sitting up there and wouldn't sign it. But now they have somebody who will sign it. And you have both houses of the United States Congress, which are going to be Republican. And there will be hell to pay as the system is disrupted. People who had health care for the first time won't have it.
Immigration and the wall.
Look, the president-elect, Donald Trump, said all along immigration was a bad thing. People were coming over here and took out war against Muslims. Think about it, David and everybody else. This is something that the Germans are going through right now. Angela Merkel is losing ground because of it. Brexit is an example, I think, of the same kind of anti-immigration feeling that is around. Trump tapped into it. So immigration is going to get a lot tougher in this country.
International relations. Well, he said he wanted to bomb ISIS and the relationship with Russia.
Well, the Russian thing is quite troubling. We'll have to see exactly how far that goes.
Finally, Hillary Clinton. Is part of this loss her beating herself?
Look, it turns out she wasn't the best candidate. There's always a penchant for blaming the loser and saying she should have done better. I think she worked very, very hard in order to win. And when I saw Michelle Obama and Barack Obama working as hard as they did to get her elected, let me put it this way, they knew it was coming.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. We'll look forward to listening to you and Joe and the rest of the roundtable panel at the Linda this morning for a two-hour election conversation. Now, that should be interesting.
Oh, brother.